102.9 KVLX. Dream Team in the morning. It's time for
Beg Your Pardon.
We have Janine on this morning. Welcome to the Dream Team, Janine.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I really appreciate it, guys.
Welcome.
You're welcome. You're going to be seeking a pardon from your friend Brittany this morning. Tell us what happened and why are you seeking a pardon? What did you do, Janine?
Well, I screwed up only because, like, I'm kind of stupid with this stuff. So, like, Brittany is, like, my best friend, and she's 5 months pregnant, and she sent me a picture of the sonogram, like, or whatever, like, the ultrasound, whatever, when she went to the doctor, and I, like, don't know, like, I don't have kids or anything, and, like, I got the picture, and I was like, oh, cool, I'm gonna share it, like, show everybody this picture, because I'm, like, hyped for my friend, but then come to find out, like, I accidentally, like, told the world that it's a boy because of the picture.
Didn't you read the little words at the top?
No, like, it was just the picture. Like, it legit had, like, no information or anything. It was just the picture. And, like, I don't know what I'm looking at. I'm just...
The young man must have been gifted.
I shared it and, like, didn't think anything of it. But she was, like, trying to keep that under wraps. And so now it's my bad because everyone's, like, congratulating her on her son. And I'm like, oh, like, I didn't mean to. I feel so bad.
No gender reveal party for her.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah. I feel
so
bad.
Though, don't even worry about it. Gender reveal parties is just another reason for people to eat cake. That's all it is. Yeah, I just want to get together, eat some more cake. Because now you got the baby shower and all that. It's just another party to have for the baby. How many parties the baby going to have before the baby get here? You know what I mean?
At least four.
At least four. Yeah. You're just going to be seeking a pardon from Brittany this morning to see if she'll be willing to, you know, make up with you and everything will move forward. She should be able to because, you know, she's 5 months pregnant. She don't need no extra stress. So,
Mistake. Made an honest mistake.
Let me just ask you, why did you post the sonogram, though?
Because she sent it to you like... I
Now, Janine was trying to get those likes.
You know, honestly, like, that's my best friend. Like, I want everyone to know. And, like, I'm, like, you know, I'm trying to be a godmother over here, you know, trying to get those brownie points, like, showing that I care.
Super auntie on the way.
Right.
Like, I'm so embarrassed because, like, I don't have kids. Like, I didn't know. I feel like a ding-dong.
Yeah, you're trying to be T.T. Janine. That's what's going on. That's what's happening. Okay. So when you found out that people start congratulating her, how did you feel about that? Did she call you? Was she like, what's going on or what happened?
Oh, she didn't even pick up a phone. I got a text in all caps, and she was like, how come people are saying congrats on my son? She was like, you know, you're so stupid. And I was like, she's real pissed, but I also was like, all right, but she's pregnant. Like, that's my girl. Like, maybe she's just, like, going through it, a little hormonal, whatever. Like, she'll get over it, but, like, she has not gotten over it. She is pissed at me. I can tell, like, she is, like, next level. Like, I know I screwed up. Like, I know it. So, like, I gotta make this right.
Yeah, she probably wanted to make the official announcement herself or do, like you said, one of those gender reveal parties. So,
She was like, to my knowledge, like, she was just going to wait until, like, her son was born. Like, that is bad. Like, I don't even know if she was going to do a gender reveal party because she was like, I'm just going to wait to make the big announcement when he's born. And, like, here I am just, like, outing her. And it was totally an accident. To me, it's just like, it looks like an old fuzzy TV channel. Like, I couldn't tell what I was looking
Here's
at.
What you do.
It was
Here's
like,
what you do.
You know?
I got you, Janine. All you got to do is tell her. I thought everybody already knew because it was a sonogram. It had sonogram already in there. So you probably just
as opposed to a daughtergram.
Just
I'm
say by the fact you sent
like,
her a sonogram that it was a son. I'm just trying to help you out.
It looked like, remember back in the 90s when you tried to, like, you were, like, 11 trying to catch a snippet of Naked News? You know, like, that fuzzy ass channel? Like, you could maybe see, like, a little something.
A squiggle,
it looked like that.
Oh, my goodness. So, this one must have been clear enough for people to understand that that was a young man there. So, obviously, that's what happened.
I screwed up. I admit it. I screwed up big time. I feel terrible.
Okay, so now we got to get Brittany on the line, talk to her, get her side of the story, and then we'll see if she's going to grant you a pardon, okay?
Oh, perfect. Thank you.
Good morning, Brittany. Welcome to the Dream Team.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Hey, Britt.
How are you, mom-to-be?
I'm pretty good.
Somewhere with your little swole ankles kicked up. Okay, all right. Now, we got you on this morning. We understand that you have a friend named Janine, and there's a little situation that occurred between you. Why don't you go ahead and explain your side of the story?
Oh, God. Okay, so I've known Janine for a really long time. Like, that's my homegirl. Like, I have known her since we were probably 10 or 11. so we're pretty much sisters at this point. We had a falling out because she's like my sister. She's the first person I told when I was pregnant. I wanted to have a gender reveal party when I got far, like, along the way to figure out, like, if it was a boy or a girl, and I really wanted to do it up big. So, finally, because I'm 5 months, and so, finally, when, you know, I was far along enough, I sent her the sonogram when, like, the baby was a little bigger, and I sent it to her. She was really excited for me, and she actually took my picture and posted it on Facebook, just, like, out of excitement, but the problem is that I didn't announce the gender, and so after she posted it, she didn't say anything about the gender in her post, but I started getting calls and texts, like, right away.
Because the baby was laying on his side, like, right. Like, check me out. I'm just, like, I'm just Burt Reynolds. I'm just like my daddy.
She just went and posted it.
Man, so she stole your thunder.
Yeah. I mean, literally, my phone was blowing up with people being like, oh, my God, you know, like, it's a boy, you know, congrats on your son and stuff. And I was irate, completely livid. Like, I can't tell you how mad I was. And so I texted her, you know, I blew up at her, frankly. Like, I told her, like, how could you do this? This is something, my first kid, this is something I have been looking forward to, you know, my whole adult life. I cannot believe you did this. And, you know, she felt stupid. I called her stupid. Like, I feel bad. I told her, like, you're so dumb. Like,
oh, no.
Oh, no. Okay, so at this point, we do have her on the line, and she would just like to say a couple of words to you, and we'll see if you can make a decision this morning, okay, Brittany?
Okay.
Janine, go ahead.
Brittany, girl, you know that, like, you are my best friend. You are my radiant moonbeam. I love you so much. You are, like, just a sister to me, and, like, I'm so sorry. You know I'm stupid. Like, I don't mean to be this way, but, like, this is just, like, this is just me trying to be, like, your biggest cheerleader, like, your biggest supporter. Like, I just want the whole world to know, because I'm so excited for this baby, and I'm so excited to see you be an awesome mom, because I know you're going to crush it. And, like, please, girl, I just need you to forgive me, because, like, I miss you so much. I just want to talk to you about, like, corny stuff and, like, send pictures from, you know, websites of all these cute ideas of how we're going to dress this young man and, like, all these things. Like, I just want to be there for you.
Friend
and,
stuff.
Like, please. I've got so many screenshots just ready to go to your inbox. Like, please. I miss you, girl. And, like, I just want to be there for you. Like, please just forgive me. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Girl, like, you know that I love you, honestly. And I know that you would never, I mean, we've known each other now for, you know, a decade and a half or however long. And I know you would never do something to hurt me, but, like, it's just one of those things that we can't, like, go back on. So now it's like you can't just, like, take it out of people's minds. People know what I'm having. Totally ruined, like, the whole, you know, like, I told you, like, my ideas for my gender reveal part. Like, it's all, like, ruined, and that I think that's why I got the most upset, because I feel like I can't do anything about it now.
I know, girl. The thing is, like, you were, like, going back and forth, like, should I do a gender reveal, or, like, should I wait until, like, the big day, because, like, you know, like, gosh, that one person, like, set half the state of California on fire from their gender reveal party. Like, you know, we went back and forth on this, girl, but, like, I know that, like, you still want your moment, and, like, I feel like, girl, like, please just let me, like, how about this? Like, I know it's not going to be a gender reveal party, but, like, at least everyone knows that you're having a boy now, so, like, what if I threw you, like, a banging baby shower, and then, like, everyone would bring, like, specific gifts for our little man. Yes, he's our little man in my heart. Like, you know, like, come on, like, let me make this up to you. You know, I've got the hookup. Like, I will do it big. Like, I will do it big for you, because that's what you deserve. Like, you deserve the best, girl. Like, I love you. I'm sorry.
Okay. Girl, I love Brittany, you, you know?
Mm-hmm. So you're going to grant her a pardon, like, this morning?
Yeah. Nothing's going to make me not want to be your friend. Like, if you promise to throw, like, a super good baby shower, then, I mean, I guess, like, it's fine. I can forgive you.
I promise you. It will be better than any gender reveal party was ever going to be. We are going to light it up, not literally. Like, I know it's too soon. Like, we're going to do a good job. It's going to be fun. And, like, I will order all your favorite foods. Hell, girl, you've been eating, like, pickles and ice cream. I got you. We'll get a drum of both. It's going to be a great time. Like, I promise you. I promise you.
All right. Thank you, ladies. We have a party this morning. Yes.
Cool.
It doesn't always happen, but yep, we appreciate you reaching out to us, Janine, Brittany. Enjoy that baby boy. Congratulations from your dream team. Another successful pardon right here on Beg Your Pardon on 102.9 KBLX, the best old school throwbacks and R&B.